Yeah, sure, there might be people who'll just buy it for that one game and then cancel it.
Yeah. Hello and welcome to the D-Up Gaming Podcast, episode 2. I am your host, Jeff, and joining me again is my friend, Jesse.
Hi, how you doing?
Jesse, we have a lot of news this week.
Yep.
A few announcements as well. But let's start with our usual. What are you playing? Well, what are you playing this week?
This Friday, I picked up Monster Hunter World. My first real look into the Monster Hunter universe.
Yeah.
I played a little bit on the 3DS. Mm-hmm. I'm enjoying it so far. Yeah.
How much time have you put into it?
I would say, so far, not much. Maybe an hour, hour and a half. Yeah.
So you pick up a new game on Friday.
Yeah. Well, I got work and other responsibilities, and
that's true. Yeah. No. Yeah.
How long have you been playing?
I'll shamefully say that I put in about 14 hours on the first day.
Okay.
Don't
you have a job?
So this, to say that I love this series would be a bit of an understatement.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So let's get started. Are you ready to get started?
Yep.
All right. Excited. So we finally have a release date for God of War.
Ah,
God of PS4. War.
Great.
The game was announced at E3 2016
after
a big, long, dramatic orchestra piece.
Yes. Yeah. That was awesome.
Yeah. And when he came out, he was like, "Feed me, I'm hungry, boy." And crowd goes wild.
Yeah. I'm excited to see the change of pace.
Right.
Yeah. Definitely different. It's more over shoulder view.
Over shoulder.
Apparently, yeah, you can't jump.
See, that's what I've heard. I have not heard about
that. Yeah. And from the videos I've seen,
he jumps.
He does jump, but I don't think you have direct control over it.
All right.
Apparently, that's what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
But learn more.
So the date is also interesting.
Yes.
April 20th, again, just like the Labo. And we already talked about what people will do to the Labo on that day.
Hey, it's fun for the whole family. Get to pick up some Labo, play a little father-son game. You know, some for the dad, some for the kid, some for the kid. Why the dad plays the Labo?
Can you imagine playing God of War with the Labo?
Oh yes, the whole backpack thing.
The whole backpack thing, and then you can just go nuts,
tear them apart.
So they announced it on January 23rd on the Sony blog posts with a 3-minute 13-second story trailer.
Yeah.
Showing some really cool stuff. Did you check that out?
Yeah, I saw a little bit of the clip. I'm trying not to watch too many of the trailers. Right. I don't want to get spoiled.
But they did set up quite a few things, like they keep bringing up the true nature of the boy and the true nature of Kratos and how they conflict each other and how he gets sick at one point and stuff like that. So they're really setting that up as, you know, the boy is not really just a boy.
Yeah. Seems they can do more.
Right. And they will be killing gods, as you were saying. There are consequences to killing gods. And the son is like, "How do you know that?"
I wonder how.
So that's very interesting to me.
How it's going to link to the past franchises.
Right.
They were in the Greek.
They were in Greek, yeah.
Yeah, and this seems to be North.
Norse mythology.
Yeah.
So this is going to be interesting. Because I personally never played the third game.
Hmm.
You played the third game. Now, without spoiling it.
Okay. Okay.
Is there a way to do this without spoiling it? Like, how do you think he went to... Did they ever talk about how he's going to jump into another universe?
Would we say it could be a reset of some sort? Something happened.
Yeah, yeah.
And they kind of started everything over again, maybe.
Right.
What happened didn't happen or did happen and... Yeah, it's a whole new world. That's my guess, without being too spoiler.
Yeah, yeah. Well, now that you bring up reset, that's actually pretty interesting, because most franchises, when they have a change of pace, when they have a change of play style, we're looking at a straight up reboot.
Yes.
Where nothing happened, and this is a brand new character. Whereas Kratos, this clearly is the one we've been playing for from before. 5 games. Mm-hmm. So it's actually interesting to see how they will actually do this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Playstyle so different is completely... It looks a lot slower than the frantic... The Blades of Chaos. Yeah, Blades and then of Chaos. Your Blades jumping going... combos. Right, yeah. Right. And like you said, there's no jumping now.
Yeah. I don't know where they're taking it, but I'm definitely interested in seeing.
I'm also very excited. Where it goes,
yeah.
Also very excited. And I didn't play the third one. I hope I can just dive into this one. They'll probably cover
it. Seems like it. Like, they've done it with other franchises that they've kind of brought in over. The Killzone series. Mm-hmm. If you were just to play it on the PS4 first time, you don't really have to have played the other ones. That's true. Same with Infamous as well. Like, if you've played the most recent one, I don't think you'd have to have played the others. But it does help. There's always nods back.
Well, Infamous is a bit different because you're looking at a completely different character. Yeah. When I did some research for this, I see some ridiculous additions. Mm-hmm. They have 3 special editions. A collector's edition, which is $129.99 US dollars.
Yeah.
A stonemason edition, which is $149.99. US dollars, and the digital deluxe, which I believe is $89.99 or $79.99.
Okay.
But the digital deluxe edition, when I saw this, is quite interesting because it actually comes with a physical pin. So you buy the digital deluxe, but they will mail you a physical pin. I can't think of other things or other games that have done that. Digital deluxe that
comes with something physical.
Hmm. Yeah. Now they only ship. On the site, they said they only ship to U.S. to Canada. To U.S. and Canada.
Right.
So,
interesting.
I'm not sure how long it would take, how many orders they will screw up.
And, are you going to get day one? Probably not. Like, your pin?
Your pin? Oh, absolutely.
There's a cutoff date, maybe.
Right, because where you pre-order. What's stopping you from paying it, getting the pin, and then...
Well, digital pre-orders, you can't refund.
Oh, right, that's true. Yeah.
So, unless the law or state where you live allows it.
Right, okay. So, needless to say that we're excited about this game, right? So, let's get into the next topic here. Next up is something, Jesse, you said you want to talk about, and that is the Xbox Game Pass.
Game Pass.
Right.
I think it's a pretty cool service. It's basically like Netflix for gaming. You pay like a monthly fee. I believe it's like $9.99 US, $11.99 Canadian, or you can get like 6 month cards for like $59.99 US. And it just allows you to play like between 100 games, download them as much as you want onto your system, as long as you got the space, and play them as long as you want, as long as you have the service.
So you said it's like Netflix for gaming.
Yeah.
So do I stream these games?
Actually, no. Different than Netflix, you actually download them onto your system.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So you don't have to worry about having a bad connection and right as you're about to kill this final boss and you get a little glitch or something.
Yeah.
So it might be killer on your bandwidth if that's the issue. Yeah.
And I don't know a whole lot about this. I definitely heard about it. So why are you bringing it up today? Why are you bringing it out now?
Because they just announced, which is a pretty cool feature at the scheme of things, is that every Xbox One exclusive made by Microsoft, day one will come to the service. Yeah. So, if you just want to try out a game, pay the $9.99 for that month, you get to try it out or play as long as you want, which is really cool because, Sea of Thieves is coming day one.
Right, I'm excited about that.
Yeah. State of Decay 2, Crackdown 3, and the next Halo game, they said, the next Forza game, the next Gears of War.
Right.
Yeah, and any other exclusive.
I'm wondering if they have a thing against people just paying for 1 month, playing the game and then leaving, because, I mean, Gears of War, it's like a 8 hour game max, unless you're into multiplayer. Same thing with Halo. Halo is not a long game. Crackdown is an online game, so that's got some legs. But Sea of Thieves also.
Well, you can look at it this way. People, in a way, for them, business wise, it's like getting people to pay for a demo. Like, you know, yeah, right. You can try the game out. If you don't like it, if you do, you can keep it. Or you can buy it outright and you get like a 20% discount on any game you buy outright. And if you buy DLC for those games, you get a 10% discount. If it's on the Game Pass and you've played it that way.
All right. So if I get these games,
yeah,
I can just keep playing it until I'm done.
Yeah.
What about the DLC?
As long as it's on the service. I mean, again, it's like Netflix in the sense that some games come and go.
Okay, yeah.
You know, every month they'll take out some of the older games and add in some new ones. But yeah, as long as it's there to play, you can download it and play as long as you want. Yeah.
I wonder if that's like the future
of gaming.
Maybe not the future of console gaming, but like maybe future of at least for Microsoft and Xbox.
Oh yeah,
if that might be what they want to do going forward. It's not like they pump out a whole lot of first party exclusives.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, right? Mm-hmm. They don't put out a whole lot of them, and a lot of them are not as popular as they hoped. Let's be honest. Because ever since Halo was popular, started a genre, and then ever since Call of Duty took over, the FPS, the console FPS, Halo never really took it back. Sure, it's got its core fans. The
biggest one was the third one, right? Yeah.
Second one, third one, people didn't like.
The multiplayer.
Ending on the second one.
The fifth was awesome, but the story, not so much.
Yeah. So, we'll see. I mean, I don't see how a $10 monthly subscription is going to support the development of Halo or anything.
Well, it's constant income coming in.
That's true.
It's a way to keep games not having microtransactions, you know?
Hopefully that's one way to do it.
Hopefully that's a way to, you know, supplement their income.
Yeah.
It's by having people play a monthly fee and constantly get access to all these games. Because there's games from the past, too. Like, not just Xbox One games yet. You know, your 360 games. It's a way you get it backwards compatibility.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah. But they also have great backwards compatibility.
Yeah.
Which brings me to, like, my other point. It's like, this still feels like a catching up play. Because I don't see, you know, if it was a generation ago when the 360 had that huge lead.
Yes.
I don't see them doing this. I don't see them introducing this.
Well, it's one of the things they're doing.
Or the backwards compatibility for that matter.
Yeah. Well, so, that's something like I think everybody asked for and they decided to give it to them.
Right. The backwards compatibility. For sure. I mean, the PS4 is definitely lacking there.
Yeah. Instead of having, you know, kind of remaster games where you end up buying them over again.
Yep. Looking at you, Sony. Yep.
Way to make money. At the end of the day, these are all businesses and that's what matters, right? To them.
Right.
Not so much us, the gamers.
Next, we got a bit of news from the esports world. So the Overwatch League, the inaugural season, just started on January 11th, just a few weeks ago. They hit about, I think, 10 million viewers on their first stream. Yes. Over multiple services, multiple countries. And on Twitch, they hit about 440K viewers. Yeah, it was quite steady at around 300K. So reason why I'm bringing it up is recently, we have some headline news.
Yeah.
One of the athletes actually made the news. Jun Young Park, aka Prophet, from the London Spitfire, was caught flipping the bird at the camera. nice. He was just subbed in for his team. He was setting up his mouse and keyboard and... he was talking to guys in the dugout and backstage.
Yeah.
And he didn't realize that the camera was on him and he just flipped him the bird. Just gave him a little. Little did he know, the whole arena
saw it
and he knew he messed up. So, anyways, a few days later, he is fined by the Overwatch League for $1,000. Right. The reason why I bring this up is now, the esports, right? All these.
Yes.
players, they want to be known as athletes, e-athletes, legit athletes, right?
And athletes get fined.
Right. Yeah. So what I want to bring up is, you know, how should these guys carry themselves? Right? I mean, I just saw Steph Curry lose a mouthpiece and get fined for $20,000 in the NBA.
Or lose whatever. A mouthpiece, or do you throw a mouthpiece?
Another, you know, and then someone a few days ago.
Yes.
Blake Griffin passed the ball to a ref.
Oh, a little
but he too threw hard. A terrible pass and he got a technical and fined for about $25K.
Yeah.
So for guys like these, he was on TV, right? This, not TV, but Twitch. He was streamed everywhere. Two kids, Overwatch. Obviously, you have adult players, but definitely tons of kids who are underage, and they see that. What's your reaction to that?
Unless the feed specifically says that it's like for mature audiences only, you have to assume that there's going to be kids or families watching, or
right.
And you have to conduct yourself like if you are an athlete, like you say,
right. And you consider yourself a professional,
yeah.
In any
there's any like kind of there's standards, capacity. Right?
Yeah. Right. There's standards, and you're seen all around the world if you're online or.
Yeah.
If we're making videos, I'm not going to
stop. Soon as you're on stage, man.
Right. Yeah. And then some, I've seen people argue that, you know, he was not doing it to the crowd. He didn't know the camera was on him, but he was on stage.
I mean,
if you're an athlete, you're in a public eye and you should know that.
Yeah. Like any other sport. Like if I'm in the huddle and I'm just talking to my teammate, I'm not talking to one of the fans.
Yeah.
And I drop an F-bomb or something, or, you know. And we're mic'd up, and they happen to pick it up and play it. I guess if they play it,
yeah,
that might be between.
If they just happen them. To be playing,
yeah,
it. Yeah. But
and I have to know that, like, and
yeah.
You realize, like, what you're on stage, cameras can possibly be on you, regardless if you're like on a commercial break or not, or whatever it happens to be.
Right. He released a statement on Twitter afterwards saying that he's sorry, he didn't realize it, and he said he's going to think about his actions, but it looked like a PR written thing. It did not look like it came from the heart.
Nice. They got people too.
Obviously, they got people to do it. But what I'm thinking is, when you consider yourself a professional, you're part of a team or whatnot.
Yeah.
If you're play a single sport, a tennis, or you're a tennis player, a badminton player, and you're accountable for yourself.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Right? Do what you want. Go nuts. He's representing a team.
Well.
And he's representing a league.
Yeah.
So he's there. Tons of people watching on Twitch.
Because I'm sure, I don't know about the whole team thing. Because like, even if you're an individual, like, I'm sure people on the tennis tour, like.
True, yeah, yeah.
You can't just say whatever you want during the match. You know, like that guy who had to forfeit his match because he smacked the ball and it hit the ref in the head. Or the umpire, sorry. Ref? Umpire?
We don't know sports. Well, not actually, not tennis.
I do play tennis. I used to. And I don't even know that. Ugh, well, yeah. Like,
yeah.
So, like, I don't know. Any type of thing that's televised or shown, or you have fans or people watching, I think you do have to be held to a certain standard.
So, all right, Jesse, we have some sad rumors.
Yes.
That Anthem will be pushed out of 2018.
Yeah.
And slips into early 2019. Now, this is just a rumor reported by Kotaku.
Yeah.
But you said you have a bit of a theory on this.
I'm really disappointed because I'm really excited for this game. Well,
right. As a Destiny player.
Yeah, as a Destiny player and I'm a Mass Effect fan.
Right.
And the one good thing about the last Mass Effect Andromeda was the gameplay. And see that probably mixed in with their storytelling into a Destiny type game. Oh, I'm really excited. Oh, besides that. My theory is the whole debacle between, you know, Star Wars Battlefront 2 and its microtransactions and even how people are taking Destiny 2, like that sort of games as service type of humongous play for how long, sci-fi adventure, that they're probably trying to go back to the drawing board and figure out how these microtransactions work, or, you know, for the long term of this game.
Right. Do you think they're going to try to take it out? Probably unlikely.
No.
But they're probably going to try to make it less less scummy.
Yeah.
Less pay to win, as you will, right? Probably.
Yeah, or less like trying to nickel and dime you. I don't know how you do that, but it's a good thing to see,
right?
I guess.
So well, the game
don't have another
right. The thing. Game certainly looks good. Yeah. The game itself looks good from all the demos we see. Oh, yeah. So it's really then just figuring out how to implement all of that and
what are they gonna do?
Moving where's it gonna to, go? Right. We probably won't see any drastic changes to the actual game itself, but.
Because I've also heard
I'm actually quite interested as well, because I was a Destiny player until it got all weird.
Yeah. I mean, so, I've also heard that, like, this is a big thing for the studio, that if this fails, like, BioWare might be X. And that's really sad.
Like, right. Because there's also a so rumored much talent. Or there's also a rumored Dragon Age.
Right. Right.
And I know fans of
started that game. Like, I mean,
right. And with this change right now, they're shifting all their resources. Apparently they're shifting all their resources towards Anthem. I wonder how that's going to impede Dragon Age now, or if there's anybody left on Dragon Age at the moment.
Yeah. It's on hiatus for now.
Yeah. So we're excited, but cautiously hoping that it will all work out and we get a good game.
Yeah. That's it for Anthem.
We would like to close out the show with a segment we like to call Press X2. Good. Jesse.
Okay.
Soul Calibur 6 recently revealed 4 characters, but no Ivy.
Okay.
To that, you press X2.
I'm okay with not seeing Ivy. You still call me a true fan. It's not all about Ivy.
Why else would you play the game?
Shadow of Colossus has remade the controls. Press X2.
Thank the Lord. I didn't really like the controls in that original game.
Yeah.
Was a good game, but it did feel a little clunky when I played it. And now that it's been how long? 10 years? 8 years? Thank goodness they changed the controls. Yeah, it would have been very bad. I tried playing Eco a while back and boy, it wasn't good.
Yeah.
So thank goodness for that. WWE superstar John Cena is apparently in talks to play Duke Nukem. The movie has no directors, but they're looking for a writer soon. And they're hoping that hiring John Cena would get the ball rolling.
Okay.
To that, you press X2.
Find out how they're going to make this movie when you can't see your star. I mean... how's that going to work? That'll be very interesting. But no, on a serious note, a Duke Nukem movie? Man... If anything, well, with the last game, I think in this day and age of, like, people being very sensitive towards certain issues and things, I don't know if making a movie like this, especially even a big budget movie, is going to sit well with audiences.
And his image has been good, too.
Yeah.
With the kids.
A lot of protests I can see in this one. Look it up, kids.
No, don't look it up.
Or don't. Koei Tecmo wants Star Wars Dynasty Warriors game. Press X2.
Oh man. Press X2. Give him a thumbs up, actually.
Really?
Yeah, because what hasn't been any good Star Wars game out there lately?
Yeah.
Battlefront has been selling really well, actually. Really well. Despite the controversy, but people are not calling it a good game.
Yeah.
There's no point. It's not gonna hurt the franchise by putting it in there. Their AI already suck, so the stormtroopers always miss, so it's gonna work out just fine. Capcom announced collaboration with Street Fighter and Monster Hunter. Ryu and Sakura costumes are coming to Monster Hunter. With if you have a Street Fighter 5 save data, you get access to it first. Press X to.
Nice. Okay, because I have Street Fighter 5, so I'll press X to try that out for sure.
Yeah.
And I have Monster Hunter. Ooh, nice Columbo. Oh, but what about the Xbox guys? I guess they gotta wait.
That's actually coming to Xbox as well, which is weird.
Yeah.
Because the game is not... Street Fighter 5 is not on Xbox.
Yeah.
So for those two to come to the Xbox version of Monster Hunter as well...
Hadouken!
I don't know how... Yeah. It's gonna be interesting.
Can you pull off all the special moves? I wonder.
In the video, they showed Hadouken.
Yeah.
And the Shoryuken. But
from
what I've read, they seem to just be gestures. So I don't know if it does anything. In the trailer, it showed like them firing an actual Hadouken and stopping the Rathalo in his tracks.
Oh. Nice.
So it could be something really special. Lord knows.
I always love it when they do like cross-platform things. Like you buy this one game, you get something else in this other game.
Right.
If they're made from the same maker. It's always a bonus, I think. Like, you know, get...
Loyal customers.
Being a loyal customer or a person who appreciates games from your company, you know, give me something a little extra for buying everything.
Yeah.
Steam recently dropped the use of Bitcoin on their service, citing high fees and volatility. Press X to... Okay.
I'm done hearing about it.
You're done hearing about
it. I'm done hearing about Bitcoin. Yeah. Then just people, you know, on social media and whatever, talking about, you should have started with me when I did it.
Yeah.
You know. And
now I'm rich.
Yeah.
How y'all love
me. Where's your Tesla? Show me your Tesla first, then we'll talk about it. Thank you for sticking with us. This has been the second episode of our D-Up Gaming podcast, and thank you. And please check out our new video, 5 Tips to Getting Started in Monster Hunter.
I wrote
it, I produced it, took me a while. Please check it out if you have some time. And if you like this video, please give us another thumbs up and drop a comment below and share with your friends. Click subscribe and the little bell next to it to keep up to date with our new stuff, which hopefully we'll get a brand new video from Mr. Jesse.
Hey, I'm gonna bring something. You'll find out.
And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at @D_Up_Gaming. This has been D-Up Gaming Podcast once again in the books. I am Jeff.
I'm Jesse. And we are D-Up. D-Up.
Thank you for listening to the D-Up Gaming Podcast. If you like our stuff, we're also on YouTube, so search us up with the keywords D-Up Gaming. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share with your friends, and follow us on Twitter at @D_Up_Gaming. This is Jeff from D-Up Gaming signing off. We hope to see you next time.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.